Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about the Beef Quality Assurance Program, BQA.
Absolutely. The Beef Quality Assurance Program has improved beef quality and increased consumer confidence for more than 30 years. BQA empowers cattlemen to take responsibility of being a key part of the production cycle that leads to quality beef. And so as a reminder, BQA is a comprehensive management program that couples common sense cattle husbandry techniques with accepted scientific research to help farmers and ranchers raise cattle under optimum conditions. The BQA program exemplifies what beef farmers and ranchers have always cared about, which is a commitment to caring for our animals. Consumers, from moms to our largest retail and food service customers, can feel good to knowing that there's a national program in place that sets consistent animal welfare and care standards across the beef industry. So we want to encourage all Oklahoma cattlemen to participate in the program. And for more information, visit BQA.org.
It sounds like a broken record in the cattle complex as futures make an attempt to rally each day, only to make lower lows. December live cattle futures down $3.70 for last week. They fell $9.18 since August 24th. There were 11 of the 12 trading days posting lower lows. Another level of the technical support was again broken Friday. Cash business was not quite as active as had been anticipated last week, but prices averaged about a dollar higher, although we saw steady money here in our part of the country. Hogs were hit hard Friday, showing substantial weakness as technical support was broken. This triggered stops, resulting in liquidation. October posted the largest one-day decline since June 17th. For the week, October hog futures fell $7.13. It seemed as if the continued pressure on cattle finally spilled over to hogs. Price on the National Direct Afternoon Report was down 56 cents, but of greater concern was the $3.60 decline on cutouts. December Kansas City wheat down 2 cents early today, a quiet start to the week with light support from European prices trading slightly higher. USDA's estimates on Friday included a small reduction in the crop estimate for Canada and a 1.5 million metric ton increase for Australia, both of which were expected. December corn's trading down 4 cents early today, with traders looking unsure of Friday's 7.5 cent rally after USDA increased its estimate of U.S. ending corn stocks from 1.2 billion bushels to 1.4. The 600,000-acre increase in both planted and harvested acres may have been a relief after an early release of FSA planting estimates on Wednesday, suggesting even higher acres were possible. November soybeans trading down 2.75 cents early today, giving back part of Friday's 16-cent gain, with fall weather looking mostly favorable for maturing crops and harvest ahead. Futures in a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Well, October live cattle down 32 cents, 123.42. December down 57, 128.22. December feeder cattle down $1.50, 154.23. October down 152, 157.72. October hogs down 302 at 82.45. Kansas City wheat, the December is down a quarter penny, 682 and a half. March was down a quarter penny Friday, 691 and three quarters. Chicago wheat, December down 3 3/4 at 688 and a half. March down 2 3/4 at 6.99 1/4. December corn up 7.5, 517 1/2. March up 7.25 at 526 1/2. November soybeans up 16 cents, 1286 1/2.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.